Well, the speculation is that Haydn mentioned this to Salomon, who proceeded to acquire for Haydn a libretto that a gent named Lidley had originally prepared for Handel, based on Milton's Paradise Lost. Follow? All right. Now, Lidley's old libretto was in English, and Haydn wanted to use German. So among his first jobs on his return to Vienna was to find a translator sensitive to the literary musical needs of the project. Enter Baron Gottfried van Swieten, prefect of the Vienna Court Library and president of the Viennese Educational Commission. It just so happened that the Baron's great passion was the oratorios of Handel. In 1769, Baron von Swieten visited England, where he became a huge fan of Handel's music, and in particular, Handel's oratorios. On top of this, between 1771 and 1777, Baron von Swieten was the ambassador to the court of Frederick the Great of Prussia, where he was first exposed to North German music. It was while in Prussia that he first heard the music of the dead and obscure Johann Sebastian Bach. Well, he was so knocked out by Bach's music that he visited Bach's son, C.P.E. Bach, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach in Hamburg. Yes, that's the same Bach's son who had been so tremendously influential on Haydn, where he bought several of Johann Sebastian's own manuscripts and some copies of his works. It's likely that when the Baron returned to Vienna, he was the only person in town who owned a copy of Johann Sebastian Bach's The Well-Tempered Clavier. Baron Gottfried van Swieten was a man on a mission to perform and popularize the music of George Frederick Handel and Johann Sebastian Bach. To that end, I would tell you that he produced Sunday morning musicales that featured the music of Handel and Bach. Around 1787, he also talked a friend of his, a composer named Wolfgang Amadei Mozart, into reorchestrating and arranging any number of Bach's and Handel's works for string quartet, trios, and so forth. This, my friends, in 1787, this was Mozart's introduction to the music of Bach, and it was to have an extraordinary, indeed, a terrifically profound effect on the music Mozart would write afterwards. The Baron was also a patron of Beethoven, who dedicated his Symphony No. 1 in C Major, Opus 21, to him. And while we are told that as a person, the Baron was stubborn, despotic, and miserly, he was the right man at the right place at the right time for our Haydn, remember, as translator for the libretto. Not only did Baron van Swieten contribute an excellent libretto, but he managed to procure a commission for the work as well. The Baron induced a number of music-loving Viennese fat cats to each contribute enough money that both the performance expenses and an honorarium for Haydn were covered. You know, he doesn't sound like such a bad guy to me. We continue. We are told that the years Haydn devoted to the composition of the creation were among the very happiest in his life. Throughout his life, Haydn had always been a deeply religious man, never plagued by doubt or skepticism. He was at heart an optimist, and to a great extent, each of his works was a creation, each of his works expressing praise and thanks to his God. But the scope of the creation, the oratorio, the creation, dramatic, religious, and expressive scope, was an order of magnitude greater than anything Haydn had ever written before. In the creation, Haydn could depict divinity through love and goodness and express his own optimistic view of life. Haydn told everyone who would listen that while he worked on the oratorio, he felt uplifted, inspired, and very close to his God. He told Giuseppe Carpani, quote, "Never was I as devout as I was when composing the creation. I knelt down every day and prayed to God to strengthen me for my work. When I felt my inspiration flagging, I rose from the piano and began to say my rosary. I never found that method to fail, unquote.